You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. My name is Hayden Chase Kuzma, and I'm here with Ben King as well. We're very stoked to be in front of everybody today. Today's episode is going to be a bit different than the ones in the past. We're introducing a new episode segment called Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome Forecast Edition. Here we'll take a look at topics that are top of mind that Ben and I are hearing from our customers, and we'll provide a bit of a 15 to 30 minute overview of our thoughts on these topics, and then some immediate actions you can take as a customer and as a builder to introduce these solutions to you and your business. So without further ado, I definitely want to give Ben some time to say hello to everybody, but once again, pleasure to be talking to everyone today. And Ben, how are you today?
Yeah, doing good. Really excited about this new format. I know, some topics, hey, let's get really in depth. And then some folks just like, hey, I have a quick, 10, 15 minutes. Let me just kind of see what's new in the cloud industry. And that's where this episode really does come in. So really excited about this. And, curious, Hayden, can you tell me more about today's topic when it comes to our forecast?
For sure, Ben. So I think you and I sat down and we had the conversation is, like you mentioned, how can we give back to the listeners who have 10, 15, 20 minutes to listen? They want to put our audio on 2x speed, but they just want a quick hit, in the middle of the day, what can I learn? So we sat down and we said, what's a better topic to start with than generative AI? This is something that is top of mind for our customers. It's something that the cloud community is interested in. It's something that the broad community is interested in. So we thought we'd sit down, share some experiences we hear from customers, and then some actionable insights you can take as a customer and as a builder. Ben, before we dive into it, though, I have to ask, our viewers love it. What are you drinking today?
Yes, that is a great question. So currently I have a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, right? Just a little bit of caffeine to keep the day rolling, but nothing too crazy. How about yourself?
Incredible. I'm not drinking it today, but I have to give it a shout out because we were going to sit down and film this episode last week, had some technical difficulties, but we both were drinking Ghost's new flavor grape, which if you're a longtime listener of the show, Ben and I love our energy drinks midday to give us the pick-me-up, and we shared that, and it was great. So that's what I was drinking, and I'm hypothetically drinking it today as well.
Yes, 10 out of 10, definitely recommend it.
For sure. Ben, so I'm going to start off with a very broad question for you to kind of kick our conversation. When I say generative AI, when I say AWS, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, hands down, and I feel like this is being brought up in a lot of my conversations, with customers today, but Amazon Bedrock, fully managed service, providing those foundation models, and really accelerating and giving that ease of use to folks who really want to leverage this new AI technology. So I would say Amazon Bedrock is the first thing my mind goes to when it comes to this space. And there's been a lot of really cool updates. But before I get into the more in-depth there, Hayden, how about yourself?
That's a good question. I think when I was asking that, I answered it in my head. I'm going to take an approach of not really a service comes to mind, but I think it's more of an opportunity for a lot of my customers when they think generative AI, when they think AWS. What I'm hearing across all segments at AWS is it's a bit overwhelming, right? Where do I start? What do I evaluate first? I'm aware of the tools that are out there, but how do I use them on behalf of my customers or even internally? I feel like I have a lot of conversations with my customers where they're no longer thinking about, how do I innovate for my customer? They're even starting a little bit further back and they're like, how do I innovate for my customers, which are my employees? How do we create potential innovative lines of communications? How do we reinvent our internal processes with generative AI? So you bring up Bedrock. Obviously, that's a huge foundational piece for us having this conversation with customers. But yeah, I think what comes to mind for me is just the opportunity that customers have. And I think that's really exciting today. So I know you touched on Bedrock. Anything else you think is interesting for a customer to learn about?
Yeah, and it's interesting when it comes to a lot of folks approaching this as far as like, you know, where do I get started? You know, and this kind of got me down the path and something I'm working on. A good place to start is a new AWS exam, the AI practitioner. Mm. You know, it's one I'm studying for. You know, I'm catching up to speed with a lot of the new, you know, trends and services within the AWS ecosystem for Gen AI. And, you know, that studying for that has really helped me get that knowledge to really understand a bit more about, you know, the different ins and outs and how each service intertwines with each other. So definitely want to put that on your radar as well.
Yeah, that's really sharp. So I think what you're learning more about these services, and this is even myself as I, you know, slowly started peeling the onion back of generative AI over the past couple years. A few services stand out to me, and I think our listeners who are also doing this exam and having these conversations internally, I'm sure there's a few that are interesting to you. And I would say, Ben, one that I think is often coming up in my mind is Q for Developer is really interesting to me, right? So when you look at Q for Developer, just think of it as a friend that you have internally that really helps you understand, build, and extend those AWS applications you have. So you can ask questions about AWS architecture, you can ask questions about AWS resources, best practices, etc. I think this is really opening up the realm of possibility for developers when it looks at generative AI and the opportunity out there. And I feel like that's a specific service to me that when I read about and heard about it, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I can envision my developers leveraging this tool to open up the art of possibility. So that's something, just building off our initial question of what you think of.
Yeah.
That's a service that I like.
You know, one more quick thing when it comes to Amazon Q, because, you know, essentially, day in and day out, we look into the AWS documentation, and there's quite a bit there if, you know, you get into the weeds of that. And so there's been some really cool tools that were developed powered by Q just to kind of help accelerate finding the right resources that you're looking for. And that's probably the most practical way I feel like I personally have started really leveraging, you know, some of these new items when it comes to AI. And it's been super helpful. So really do like that point. You know, having Q really accelerate a lot of the, you know, potentially like mundane items, Hayden, that we have day to day in our job is always exciting and, you know, really accelerates just the tasks that we have every day. So really do like that point.
Ben, when I see this service, it makes me think guys like you and I can do the development, right? And that's saying something.
I wouldn't go that far. That's a little scary.
That is saying something. but you know, before we wrap up, one last point. When you're running Q and you're seeing this, you think, how the heck is it doing all this? Ladies and gentlemen, it's powered by Amazon Bedrock. You know, so the same things we're saying that are powering these magnificent builds internally and externally for our customers is a tool that you can leverage and innovate on behalf of your customers. So definitely opens up that realm of possibility and kind of puts the cherry on top of this opening conversation for us. Ben, I do want to dive right into my next question and set a little bit of a backstory first. If anyone on this podcast listening today has worked with an account team before, right? You know the flow of an engagement. You meet with your account team learns about your goals and priorities, you share where you're looking to go in the next month, 2, 3, 5, 6 to a year. And we work backwards from those goals. And oftentimes when I'm talking with customers, when my colleagues are talking to customers, we find out that a big issue is one, knowledge. We don't know what we're doing. Two, we don't have the time to do it. And sometimes we don't exactly have the budget to do all of it and need some help. And what I do from there as a trusted advisor for my customers, I take a look at my bench and I look at people like yourself, Ben, with our Amazon Partner Network to bring in to help with this knowledge share. Can you share a little bit with our listeners what you are doing as an AWS partner to extend that knowledge to our customers, your customers today?
Yeah, for sure. And especially around the topic of, you know, artificial intelligence, there's quite a bit we're doing. And I like that point, right? A lot of folks, hey, we got started, you know, we're doing something to a certain point, but we would like some added assistance. And we're seeing this quite often. And it's a pretty unique, you know, where the landscape is currently within the AI field, if you will. One question that's always brought up is, hey, we're using, you know, this foundation model, or I want to test, you know, and see how the performance would be on this LLM, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where we're really helping a lot of folks. You know, secondly, I think the biggest trend that's coming up is, you know, hey, we're using, let's say, OpenAI, but we want to take a closer look at Bedrock, right? We want to really develop tools to really accelerate that discovery and getting an understanding of what's the best fit for your use case. So here at Avahi, we do have a tool, and it does, you know, your prompt engineers could directly put in a prompt, and it's going to show you the results from OpenAI and Bedrock. But also, it's going to give you a lot of other metrics as well. Things like, what's the overall cost? What's the performance look like? And you could really, you know, understand what's going to be the best fit without necessarily developing, you know, two different environments to test both of them, right? So, you know, we're able to save weeks, potentially months of work. And in seconds, you could see that, you know, hey, here's the performance and pricing and what to expect from Bedrock. So I would say those are the really exciting parts when you're looking at your bench. Hey, what are some partners doing? We definitely have a lot in this space to really help customers learn, you know, what's the best direction for me when it comes to my Gen AI initiatives.
Love that. Yeah, I think that's something everyone listening today can resonate with, is with any buying decision, you're going to have choices. And if you have these tools that alleviate some of the ambiguity between a new roadway that we don't quite know where it's going yet fully, that'll make your life a lot easier in making that decision. So I wanted to share that with everybody today. I know Ben and I talked about this as kind of pivotal to talk about. So that's neat for me. Ben, I want to get into kind of maybe a final segment of the forecast today, and this is going off script a little, but as we're thinking about all the possibility out there with AI, what excites you the most, and where do you still feel like there's some exploring to be had in the world today when it comes to introducing generative AI?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be interesting. The more, you know, we're working with a lot of builders, and they're building a lot of cool new tools, right? So, you know, a lot of like photo generation and, yep, you know, generating like, you know, 3D images and things like that, I think, mm-hmm, is a very cool space. You know, once again, like the chatbot help desk assistant, right? Yep. Of, hey, look, here's my particular, you know, niche that I work in day in and day out. And now we're tailoring so that no matter what industry you're in, hey, this chatbot is now, you know, fine-tuned for what I do day-to-day. You know, I'll be honest, I think it would be nice to have more long weekends, and it's going to be tools like that where, hey, let me finish up my work sooner than later. Yep. and you know, keep things moving. So just having that proficiency and accelerating a lot of the things, I think, is probably the biggest value that I'm hearing a lot of folks talk about. So do want to turn the question around, though, and just kind of get your thoughts. What's exciting you that's, you know, potentially in the near future in this space?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think the thing for me, and I might give a bit of a longer-winded answer here, is kind of twofold. One, if I have to answer it bluntly, I'm really excited for the contact in the cloud, contact center in the cloud solutions, and to see them continue to modernize and continue to innovate, right? I love, and you brought up too, the AI-powered chatbots today. It's just speeding up that process, which is viewed as typically an irritable process. And I know a lot of people prefer to speak to humans in these engagements, but I feel like when you use AI to just speed that process up, get you an answer quicker, I think everybody kind of enjoys that. And I still think there's a lot of areas for the contact center, customer service AI channel to grow a bit, but I like the direction we're headed in. So I'm really excited in that regard. An area that I'm excited for as well is just, to be honest with you, Ben, my day-to-day. I feel like I'm using more generative AI in my day. And that's not saying I'm fully dependent on it. It's writing my emails. It's writing my stories. I'm more or less using it to help ideate my thoughts. You know, I'm someone, if you've worked with me in the past, I really like to learn the big picture, make a decision, and paint out this wonderful roadmap for my customers and even internally for my teams. I like to use AI to broaden that scope, but really give it a solid prompt and then pull bits and pieces and just open that up. So that is an area I'm excited for too, is how can I, as a trusted advisor at AWS, continue to use this tool, bolster my education on it, and bolster my day-to-day workflow with it, and then introduce that to my customers, and I could give them actual use cases that maybe helped me find a solution for them. So that's what it's exciting for me today too. I think perfect. That's where I am.
Yeah, and that's you hit a lot of great points there. Yeah. That's really exciting. And, you know, this is a topic I feel like we're still at the tip of the iceberg. So there's still going to be quite a bit here to explore. Mm-hmm. Do want to let our listeners know we still are going to have our traditional standard episodes where we do bring in a subject matter expert. But let us know, like, you know, in the comments, send us an email with feedback, how you all like this new format. I know, you know, just a quick snippet, a quick forecast, and hope you all enjoy.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.